Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
USC is playing at Oregon on Saturday. Did you know that?
I did know that.
12:30 kick right here on The Fan.
Yes.
The coach, Dan Lanning, will join us in about, looks like about 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? No, 38 minutes. But yeah, Marcus Mariota will be the celebrity guest picker on game day.
He figured as much. He's in town. He's on a bye. They're doing a some tribute gear to him for the Marcus Mariota Foundation.
Mariotto.
So it makes sense. And you can't keep picking Sabrina. So thank God.
What if he weren't in town? Who do you think they would have picked?
Well, eventually they got to get to Joey, right? For God's sakes.
No, they would have called Ty Burrell back up or something.
I feel like they are ignoring Joey, and that's not okay.
It's not. I mean, he's kind of a big deal there.
I feel like there's a lot of Oregon people they're ignoring, but
who else?
Well, Kenyon Barner is a guy that I think some people want to.
Joey's bigger than Barner.
Yes, he is. But
what about like nice guy and one of the best in the NFL right now, Eric Armstead? Like, get him on a bye week. There's just so many names out there that are associated with Oregon. They're just kind of poo-pooing.
Well, Herbert's on a bye,
mm-hmm.
and so is Nix.
Yes,
so they probably would have got one of those guys.
Yeah,
if Mariota weren't. I mean, he's already here because they're inducting him into the Oregon Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Maybe they're all three going to be here. Maybe they're all three going to be guest pickers.
Well, I mean,
and they all pick USC.
They could be here. You know, they could be on the sidelines. A lot of times people do it. Mahomes was on a bye, and he showed up to the BYU-Texas Tech game. Not that they needed him there, but yikes.
Well, I would say I'm excited for this, and I am, because it's a playoff elimination game.
Well, for USC, I don't think it's for Oregon, but...
Well, it could be.
I'll tell you, if Oregon loses, then it puts the Washington game all of a sudden on a different pedestal, but Oregon with another loss will be fine, just like Alabama was fine with another loss. They'll be okay.
But I just don't... I don't have any faith in USC, so I don't... I'm only mildly excited.
Well, USC on the road is a dicey proposition at best. So you look at their two losses at Illinois and at Notre Dame... You know, and the Illinois game was razor thin. Notre Dame was just better than you. I mean, their big road win is Nebraska, and that wasn't necessarily going great until Dominic Raiola broke his leg, and then there was a turnover.
Huh? Dylan.
Is it Dylan?
Yeah. Dylan Raiola.
Why did I think Dominic?
I don't know.
Can I also say
that... You can call him whatever you want.
Yeah, because can I call him meh? Hey, way to spend millions of dollars on that guy.
Yeah, he was never great.
No, he was never great. Talk about overhyped.
Is he back next year?
It was the whole Pat Mahomes thing. Oh, he looks like Pat Mahomes. He has the same hair. That's literally all it was.
Well, he's not going to the NFL. So whether he's back in Nebraska or someone else pays him to go be their quarterback, I mean, he's coming back.
That was my question. Is he's back in college
yes.
next year?
Yeah, he's back in college.
Future Oregon quarterback, Dylan Raiola.
Dante Moore is coming back, so you don't need him, at least next year. Although, man, Raiola, if he wanted to come sit on the bench and learn from Dante Moore, but Dante Moore is not going to the NFL. It's a terrible kept secret in the draft world. But Nebraska, I mean, that was 21-17, so...
They beat Purdue.
Again.
You're saying road games?
Yeah, they're road games.
They beat Purdue.
Wow.
They beat Purdue. Well, I mean, look...
And they did beat Iowa. I mean, that was at home.
Yeah, dude, that game. Iowa scores 21 points, goes up 21-7, and then remembers their Iowa.
Yep.
And then, I mean,
look.
I don't know. I have no faith in Lincoln Riley in a huge game at Autzen Stadium. None. And so I think Oregon, I mean, the spread's 10 for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
USC gave up 31 points to Michigan State.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, come on, man.
But
Oregon's the more complete team.
But I will say... Yeah, Oregon is the more
They have the more trustworthy quarterback. They have the better run defense. USC's run defense isn't that good.
No.
So I'm hoping that it's close and good, but I think Oregon should handle their biz.
That's how I feel about it. This is all I'll say about USC. USC can score, right? We know that. It's a very, very good offense. Even, you know, they've lost their two best running backs and the offense still goes. Like, so they'll have the two best receivers in this game. They'll have the better quarterback, at least right now in this year. I don't know about future NFL stuff, but he's been the better player this year. They have a good run game. I don't think it's as good as Oregon's, but it's a good run game. And Lincoln Riley is 40-0 at USC when his teams give up 20 points or less.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can USC hold Oregon to 20 points? I doubt it. But we've also seen Oregon's offense this time of year spin their wheels a little bit, and it doesn't always look dynamite. So I give USC a puncher's chance in this. It all comes down to whether... Oh, and let's also give credit where it's due. The last three games, USC's defense in the second half has given up 6 points. So two field goals and they in Nebraska and Northwestern, and they shut out Iowa. So Not a good offense in there. But again, I give USC's defense some credit. They bowed their back against Michigan and stopped the run real well. And there is NFL talent on that side of the ball. The question comes down to simply this. Can USC's defense stop Oregon from running the ball? I don't think that's the case. But if they load up and they just say, hey, you know, beat us throwing the ball, and Oregon has one of those games where Moore is a little pressured and you've got banged up receivers, is that one of those things where USC can drag them into deep water? USC is not going to be out of this game if they do fall behind by 7 or 10 points. So I think it's an interesting matchup, but you're right in that the better team, the more complete team, the team at home is Oregon. But I don't view this as some sort of kind of, I don't know, like a, oh, kind of a foregone conclusion. I think that's a very dangerous way to look at this game.
I mean, I don't think anybody's looking at it that way. It's just, you know, USC with Lincoln Riley has not been, they haven't been winning these games.
No.
So until they do, one's really going to have faith in that. I think there's a lot of pressure on Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
And this is a huge game for him. I mean, because if they don't win this, it's like same old.
Yeah.
Miss the playoff. Yeah, nice. 9-3, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you do win this, now you're on target to maybe make the playoff. That's a whole different. Now it's like people are saying, USC fans are saying, hey, it's finally here.
Yeah.
The guy we hired.
Yeah. And it's
so it's huge game for USC. Oregon, I think it's like they just got to prove that they're better than how they've looked in some of these games. You know, I think,
yeah.
I mean, they're 9-1, right? 9-1?
Oregon? Yes.
So they're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But some concerns about the offense. Really kind of a weird schedule. You know, you already lost one game at home. It's kind of like, what do we really know? Is Oregon elite? I mean, I know a lot of the odds makers think they are. I saw the line on the potential Alabama-Oregon game. You know what that line would be? Playoff game?
Alabama by, I don't know.
It would be at Autzen.
It's at, I still say Alabama by 2.5.
Oregon -3.5.
Okay.
So the odds makers think Oregon is really good.
Nice.
I think there's still some, I guess what I'm saying is this is the game to prove that.
Yeah.
And because we know what USC is, you should win this. I mean, the spread's 10. You should win this game by 10.
Yeah.
By double digits. You should.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. The other one, too, is I'm looking to see. I don't know if I've seen an update, but two of USC's best defensive players are their two safeties. It's Fitzgerald and Ramsey, and both of those guys are NFL guys. They both got hurt at Iowa. And as far as I know, their status is, quote, uncertain. But if those guys don't play, I mean, those are for what USC does, because USC plays in that nickel just like Oregon does. And maybe for this, you're trying to add an extra linebacker. I would assume Oregon's just going to come out and try to run it down their throat. But I mean, these are two guys, especially Fitzgerald, that are big in the run game as well. That'll be a big deal. I mean, if arguably your two best defensive players can't play and already you're not a great defensive team, and I have not seen an update, and I don't know if we'll even get one, you know, the way college works, even though they're supposed to have injury reports, you know, that could be a huge deal with USC going on the road, potentially without two of your very best players.
Well, Oregon's pretty banged up too, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. You know? But not on the defensive side of the ball. That's a that's an offensive
thing. Did I read that 14 guys didn't play last week against Minnesota for Oregon?
That wouldn't shock me at all.
So, a lot of guys.
Well, look, it wouldn't shock me one bit if we just saw 12 personnel, two tight ends, and just a steady rotation of a rolling ball of butcher knives with a number zero on his chest. Oh, and then, by the way, the rest of the backs, and you just saw it just prove, make USC prove that they can stop the run.
Oregon at Autzen since 2017 is 52-4, and they are 24-2 under Dan Lanning.
That's very good. And I'm with you. It does not. This USC team does not smell like the team that's going to go in there and.
And you sometimes you can sniff those things out.
Yes.
You go kind of like the Indiana games. Like USC. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Between the two games, and by the way, I think Oregon handles their business in both of these. I mean, you can make the argument that on the road, if they get healthy, UW might be a scarier test than USC, even though USC is the ranked team.
I think that one has the potential to be a little wilder.
Yeah.
Like strange, funny rivalry things. Yeah. Whereas this one, just, you know, handle your biz, okay? Yeah.
And we'll see.
I want you to tell Lanning that.
Can USC handle your handle your shiz, man.
Whoa. Ooh, I'll tell him that before the air, too.
That scared me.
I'll lead him on, and then you guys can just be like, just hey, give him extra crap.
Handle your shiz.
And the other one, too, is can USC turn this into a track meet, right? Can USC turn this into, hey, let's sling it around and see what happens? And so far, teams have not been able to do that against this Oregon defense, which has been lights out. And there's my little just kind of 2 cent summary there.
Mine, too, Jace. Yes. Both of our 2 cent summary, JC Babes. How about that? Two for one here on the show.
That's like a 4 cent summary.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.